Okay, this is the coordinating committee meeting of the Pacifica National Board. This is Dave Adelson. I'm the chair and convener of this session, of this committee. Teresa, are you willing to act as secretary?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you call, this will be acting, I guess somebody may add officer election for the committee. Can you call the roll, please?
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. W's representative is Ambrose Lane.
Yep.
Okay. Chair is Dave Adelson.
Yep.
Okay. Vice Chair Saar Vrandawa.
Yes.
Secretary Teresa Allen here. A's representative Mary Berg.
Yep. Here.
I's representative Ray LaForest. Not here. Okay. K's representative Lydia Brazon, and T's representative Deb Shafto.
Here.
Okay. So we have, is there anyone else, Mr. Chair? Steve Pierce on the coordinating committee?
No.
I think he is. Okay. So we have six of the eight.
Okay. All right, I sent around actually it's ten. Lonnie and Greg are members.
Oh, pardon me. Okay.
Did you call them?
No, I will. Lonnie Hicks?
Here. Oh, no, Lonnie's here. Yeah, sorry.
And Greg Guma?
Here.
Okay, very important. Thank you.
Okay. So I sent around a proposed agenda that had roll call and the approval of agenda, 10 minutes. Scheduling the next meeting, 10 minutes. March PMB meeting planning, 60 minutes, comprising the motion on training on biases, other Friday sessions, and meeting structure, 20 minutes each. A.C. Byrd's motion on national retreat and racism and other biased conduct to be held within 90 days of the PMB meeting. CPB for half an hour. CPB diversity requirements at 20 minutes. And the Freeland motions on the board meeting calendar and planning. Is there a motion to accept that and then we can amend it?
Yeah, I move to accept it.
Okay.
Now I move to amend it.
Okay, will you go ahead?
Well... For one thing, the Byrd and the Williams motions are really the same thing, and they were to be considered together, and they're essentially the same thing. So I think we should put them together.
Okay.
And that's
just
one
for
thing.
What, just so you know, Williams' motion was specific.
Right.
To be held at the 2006 meeting, and given the time constraints, it was just a question of whether or not what AC wanted was something more expansive than that, but we can put them together.
Well, that's what the board voted to do, is to look at them together. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that we might. It seems reasonable. And the other amendment was that I had, after I sent those motions.
Pardon me. So let me see if I understand. So motion one and two are, you're asking that they be combined?
No.
No, motion four be added to 3A.
Yeah.
3A. Okay, thank you.
It's 3A, then it would become 3A and B. I guess, if you want to...
3A. Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, I guess that's the easiest way to do it. And the other thing would be that the LSB, the motion to invite the LSB chairs, I inadvertently cut that off of the email I sent out, and that was an agenda item.
Okay, so can we make that item 7, motion to invite LSB chairs?
That plus the amendment, both together. The amendment passed, I believe.
Okay.
But the amendment was that the chairs submit a report in writing which has been approved by the LSB. Both those issues were referred over here to coordinating.
So in combining the Williams and the Byrd motion, can we maybe reduce the total time there? There was 20 minutes for the one and 30 for the other. Can we make it 30 minutes total?
I would think that would be.
And then take the 20 minutes that remained there and put it on the LSB chair motion?
Right.
An amendment? Is there any objection to doing that?
I'm sorry, Dave. You're going to have to bear with me for a minute.
Oh.
What are we doing exactly that you want me to put in the minutes?
Also, I'm typing it as we do it, so I can send it to you. But basically, the 3A will now be 30 minutes instead of 20.
All right.
There won't be item 4 is is combined into that. So that's a total of a half an hour. And there's now a final item, which is motion to invite LSB chairs and the amendment that chairs submit an approved written report, an LSB approved written report, and that's 20 minutes at the end.
Bear with me. Tell me how much, what specifically these things do you want in the minutes? When someone...
I'll send it all to you. I'm taking it down. It'll just be quicker because I'm working from the original. So I'll just email it to you. Is that all right?
Okay, so far. I'll try to get better as we go here.
Okay, great. Anybody else? Lonnie, you had something?
Yeah, I wanted an amendment. Mr. Chair, I believe that it might be appropriate for us to have an election for the officers of this committee.
Okay.
To have what, please?
Have an election for the officers of the committee.
The way we've done elections in the past with committees is that we have a pro tem, and then we mail ballots to the secretary of the committee.
Yeah.
So if people would like to do that, we can have an agenda item on electing officers of this committee. Could we do that basically the second item?
That'd be
right
great.
After this?
Yeah, that's fine.
And what do we say, 15 minutes for that?
Sure,
we can nominate people, they can make their statements, and then we can delineate how we'll hold any details of the election.
Can we have 10 minutes?
We can try and get it done in 10. Nothing ever gets done in 10.
No.
So item 2 becomes number 3?
Yeah.
3 becomes number 4?
And so on.
And so on, and we're eliminating 4.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we're absorbing it into 3, what's now 4A. Okay, anything else? Okay, hearing none. So the revised agenda is, first, roll call and approval. Second, election of officers, 15 minutes. Third, scheduling the next meeting, 10 minutes. Fourth, the March PMB meeting planning, which is now 70 minutes. A, the Williams and Byrd motions. B, the Friday session. C, the meeting structure. 5, CPB diversity requirements. 6, the Freeland motions on board meeting calendar and planning. 7, the motion to invite LSB chairs and the amendment the chairs submit an LSB approved written report. Yes,
that
Chairman.
Has been approved by the LSB.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If it's at all possible, if you could make a time certain for adjournment, maybe at 2.5 hours.
Right, we've added 15 minutes total to the agenda, so it's 2:45 less the 10 minutes that we've just occupied. So by my clock, that would take us to 7:45 Pacific time.
7:45, okay, that's fine. If we can finish at that time, that's fine.
Okay. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda that I just read?
Move adoption.
Okay.
May I ask one question? Mm-hmm. Sarv's motion to make 7:45 time certain of adjournment, does that need to be recorded?
He just said as long as we do it. I mean, that's okay. What this agenda leads us to in approving this agenda. That's what we're approving.
All right, so I don't need to put that in the minutes.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so it was moved by Ambrose and moved approval by Ambrose and adopted without objection.
This is Lydia. I just got on.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi. How do you mute?
Isn't it *6 on this one?
Well, it used to be.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, and I've just sent this agenda to everybody by email, so you all have it and you have it.
I am on the road, so I'm not going
to. Okay, well, now, Mary, can you be timekeeper? And would you let me know about 5 minutes before the end of each item?
Okay,
so
just,
we can.
I didn't get to print this agenda, and so I'm scribbling the amended one, but can you announce the
I'll
time
tell you
for each one as we start it.
Right, I just sent it off. So next thing is election of officers. So I think that should be a pro tem. We should elect pro tem. And then we should hold nominations for the permanent. So nominations for pro tem. Chair?
I nominate Dave.
Accept.
I nominate Ambrose. Ambrose, you willing to accept pro tem?
Yeah, I'll accept.
Any other nominations? Okay, can you call the roll, Mary, Teresa, on for pro tem chair? The reason I'm doing it this way is because then that tells us who will be available for other posts.
Wait, what was that again? What did you do?
We're going to now elect the pro tem chair of
the committee
who will be the chair until we get ballots sent in to the secretary.
So the person, as I say their name, they're just supposed to say Dave or Ambrose?
Yes.
Okay. I have a list of people. I don't know if this is alphabetical or what. It starts with W, so I'm sorry. I'm going to get this better, but I'm going to start. I don't want anyone to feel offended that I'm starting with you or not. Ambrose Lane?
Okay, I'll vote for me.
Ambrose, you vote for Dave.
Okay, Ambrose votes for Lane. Star Rondawa?
I vote for Ambrose.
Okay, Mary Berg?
Let's see. I'm going to pass for a minute.
Ray LaForest, not here. David Adelson?
I'll go with myself.
Okay. Libby Brazon?
Dave.
Okay. Teresa Allen, I say Adelson. Deb Shafto?
Dave.
And do Lonnie and Greg vote?
Yeah, there is some dispute on that, so I think until it's resolved, we should just say yes.
Have they voted in the past, Dave?
First year we agreed they wouldn't, and then there was some dispute about it last year, and I've been looking over bylaws and Roberts, and even though I don't agree with it, as far as I can tell, I do think they have voting rights on the committee, because it doesn't specify that they're not. And Robert says ex officio members do have voting rights unless it's specified not.
Right. So we don't need to take a vote on the committee as to whether to allow these two to vote?
As long as I'm chair, I'm just going to rule that they have a vote, and if you want to vote to overturn it, you can.
That makes sense.
All right, Lonnie?
Ambrose.
All right. And Greg?
I abstain.
Abstain. And back to Mary Berg.
Okay, Dave.
Right. So we have three for Ambrose and five.
Okay. Then the next is secretary. Do we need a vice chair for the committee?
I don't think we've been having them.
Yeah, we haven't. Okay, so the secretary then?
I nominate Mary Berg.
Okay.
I'm almost going to say.
Okay, sir.
Mary, would you accept that?
Yeah, seeing as how it's you, I'll accept.
Other nominations? Teresa, would you like to do it also?
Actually, if Mary wants to do it, I'm no glutton for punishment. I'll let her do it.
Okay. Then if I hear no further nominations...
As a matter of fact, you know, I'd like to nominate Teresa.
Okay.
Oh, you're up to no good. Okay.
Well, I was up to his trick.
All right. Then we'll have an election. By the way, you know... If you don't do that, Tarv, then we save time on the agenda, and you're out of being out by 7:45 or better.
Well, Teresa, you
actually,
can decline.
No, I think I'm going to decline. If Mary Berg wants it, I mean, what?
I'll do it, yeah.
I'd just like to remind the committee that service on these board committees is supposed to be excruciating. If you're having too much fun, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, I think it's really too excruciating to be the P&B secretary and the other. That's a lot. So I can do this.
Okay,
bravo.
Great. All right. So in that case, then, without objection, Mary is the secretary pro tem. Now we can have elections for nominations for permanent seats.
And who nominated Mary?
Sarv nominated
Sarv
me and you.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of time, folks. Nominations for permanent chair.
I'll nominate Dave.
Okay, Deb nominated me.
I'm going to nominate Ambrose.
Star's going to nominate Ambrose. Okay, and...
Okay, go ahead. If you want to nominate, that's fine.
So I've nominated Ambrose. Anybody? Any others?
I'll follow Sar's lead. The more, the better. I'll nominate Lydia.
Okay.
Oh no, I decline.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any others? Okay. Hearing none, those nominations are closed. Secretary. Sar, do you want to
nominate Mary Bird?
Ambrose nominates Mary.
Hello. I'm sorry, Dave, I couldn't hear because there's too much traffic here. I couldn't.
Ambrose was
all right. Ambrose took care of it. Mary's been nominated. Other nominations?
No.
Okay, hearing none, then we'll close nominations for permanent secretary. Now we'll.
Pardon me, who nominated Lydia, may I ask?
I did.
Okay, thank you.
And I think that Ambrose nominated me for secretary.
Sure did.
Okay.
Right.
And Lydia, she
declined.
I
declined. Thank you very much, though, for the nomination.
Okay, so now I think we should have quick statements from both of the candidates for chair and the candidate for secretary. Ambrose, would you like to go first, or would you like me?
No, you go there.
Okay. I don't really have anything to say other than I think the role of the committee is to, as the bylaws say, coordinate the activities of the board between meetings. I'll try and keep us on time. I think we should be more active than we were last year, and I think if we do that, we could really assist the board in its business, in particular getting meetings planned so that we have the opportunity to focus on board work. And that's about it. People have seen how I chair, so they know that. That's all I have to say.
I don't believe in long meetings. If we're prepared, we should be able to take care of business as a business committee. And I don't believe that any committee of the board should be used as an executive committee. And I've seen over the past years a couple of committees that have been used by the chair as an executive committee. And I think that's directly contrary to the bylaws, and I would not do that. I think we should have a business-like meetings that take care of the business of this foundation. And we shouldn't use a lot of words if we are prepared. That's it.
Thank you.
Okay, Mary, would you like to say something?
Well, I don't know. In view of the really heavy competition, I'm a little bit nervous and intimidated by it. It's just so fierce.
Mary,
I'll do the work and I'll show up at the meetings. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so the way we've done this in the past is the ballots were sent to the secretary. The secretary opens them in the presence of a witness, counts them, and announces it at the next meeting. So we can set, if there's no objection, we can set a date for receipt of the ballots.
How do we receive the ballots?
The ballot you write. We can send around. Actually, the secretary can send around a ballot via email. You print it out. Vote 1 and 2 for chair, and put a mark next to your choice for secretary. And the secretary, in sending that. That email around should indicate the address to which to send the ballots. And we should agree now on a date by which that's done.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yep.
Is it required that the ballots be marked 1 and 2, or can you just mark 1 and not do it 2?
If you want, you can just mark 1.
When you say secretary, do you want them to send them to me?
Mary's now our pro tem secretary, so it would be her.
Mary, do you want me to send Mary's address to everyone now?
Sure.
Sure.
I will do that. I will not make the ballot, but I will send everyone her address now. Thank you.
Today is Thursday the 9th. Could we set Friday the 17th to be the postmark deadline?
Mm-hmm. As long as we receive the ballot soon.
Okay. So there'll be a postmark deadline of February 17th.
What did Deb just say?
No, Lydia just asked for it, just for the ballot to be sent out ASAP so that it can get there.
Oh. So can you do that this evening, Mary?
Yeah, I'll email them out this evening.
Great, thank you.
Mary taking the minutes from now on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're off the hook.
Yes, Sarv?
If you would like opening the ballots, if you want me to look over Mary's shoulder, I'll be more than happy.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay? So we're set and we know what's going to happen.
Okay.
You're in rare form today, Sarv.
Okay, then you have to be the witness now, Sarv, because yeah, we're the witness.
Right.
Okay,
so that's the postmark deadline. So
right.
That means I have to wait like till Monday, do you think?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the scheduling of the next meeting, and I had proposed a date of February 23rd, but it occurs to me if we want to bring anything to the PNB meeting, which is on the 20th, it might serve us to meet a week from today to finish up anything we haven't completed. And just so you know, that to me it seems like some of the questions about how we would organize the training at the board meeting might take us a little background research. So is there a motion on the proposed date?
What is going on?
The Thursdays coming up are February 16th and February 23rd. Our next PMB meeting is on the 20th.
Don't you have a finance committee meeting set up for the 16th?
I think there is. I'm checking.
Look.
That's what I've got.
Indeed. Indeed we do. So we could do it conceivably on the 17th.
Well, excuse me. Who on here is... Oh, yeah. Well, no.
There's a corporate council meeting set up for the 17th.
We could do...
17th is also the general council. Yeah, is that what you just said?
Yes, I just said.
The 14th and 15th are open.
I can't make it on the 15th. I have a local governance committee.
And I can't do Tuesdays.
Saturday the 18th is open.
Saturday could... Oh, no, that's our board meeting.
Okay.
Normally that could work.
Then it sounds like we're not going to be able to meet prior.
Well, unless we met Sunday.
But there's an elections committee meeting, but we could meet earlier in the day.
Yeah, we could.
Sunday? Are you talking about Sunday the 19th?
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
It might be a little difficult for me to attend because I'll be in transit, but don't let that stop you from meeting.
I might not be able to meet.
Barb, where would you be?
I'm not sure. I'm on the road here. I got...
Oh, I'm traveling.
You mean now or on the 19th?
On the 19th.
Who is that?
Donnie.
Oh, okay.
Well, folks, we need a motion.
Right,
does somebody want to propose a date?
Well...
Did we eliminate the 14th of Tuesday?
Yeah.
We did, huh?
Mr. Chairman, could we take care of...
I'm good on the 14th. We eliminated the 14th?
Well, I can't do... I'm eliminated on the 14th. It's all I... I mean, you can have the meeting, but I can't be at it because I have a program council meeting on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, unless we met really early.
Could we, Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
Could we take care of those items that we think that are needed for the PNB... And that are urgent, and give them a priority tonight, and deal with them first, so that we don't have to...
That is the agenda. The agenda is we deal with them first. Actually, what do people think about having a one-hour meeting before the Finance Committee meeting, and where we can just wrap up anything? So we could do it on Thursday the 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern.
That could work.
Why don't we see what we can get finished tonight?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll defer this to the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
fine.
So we'll defer the rest of this item to the end of the meeting and see what we get done. Okay, so next thing is March PNB meeting planning. The first item, and it's a half an hour, Mary, for this, so if you could let me know in 25 minutes where we are.
Okay.
Williams had a motion on training on biases of various sorts, and Mary, do you have the motions handy that you sent around?
Yeah, in just one second.
Can you read the two motions, both ACs and...
Would you like me to read it?
If you
got it in front of you.
Yeah.
Motion by LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Pacifica will conduct training in the areas of, but not limited to, gender, ethnic, class, physical ability, sensitivities, /biases at the next board meeting in March 2006 at the direction of ED... requesting that the HR director conduct the training.
Okay.
Fiscal impact zero, but I think that we at one point we said that the fiscal impact would be about $3,000.
Somebody said zero.
Okay. Before we get there, can you read A.C. Bird's motion, which we'll also be considering?
That a national retreat on racism and other biased conduct within Pacifica, period, within 90 days from this board meeting, period.
That we hold. It was that we have.
And so 90 days from that board meeting would be February, March, April, by the end of April.
So, but okay. But March fits the bill, so.
Right. Okay, so discussion.
Well, I'd like to say something. I have been asking very firmly since before we hired. I said we needed to hire an HR director who had the capability of doing this kind of training. And I'm looking forward to our HR director doing something like this rather than hiring an outside agency, because I would like our HR person to be empowered to help us with these kinds of issues.
Babe, this is Ray.
Hey, Ray, welcome.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had some urgency at my job that just ended.
Okay, great.
Can I comment on that?
Yes, please.
I listen Teresa's idea about having it in-house. However, the problem I have with that is that usually people who do those things and do them well, that's all they do. They are true specialists in the area, and I question that if we go after the person who's there now who's doing a good job in other areas, whether we're going to settle for, you know, something that's below what we can get. So before we decide that, I'd like to investigate to see how much it would actually cost to have it done by outsiders.
Okay. Dave, the motion in order.
Absolutely.
I move that this matter be placed in the hands of the executive director to pursue which is the best approach for a training session to take place in late April.
Late April, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so that discussed that now.
I'd like to make an amendment to that.
Point of information.
Just as to the time, that it could be at the March meeting, so we don't have to have an extra meeting. With Ambrose, how would that be if we had it?
Sometimes we crowd too much in the agenda, and we need this to be a single item agenda.
Right.
Point of information?
Yeah.
To address that point that was raised, would it be then that we would have to do separate meetings for each area? If we don't have the PNB meeting, wouldn't we then have to do it in separate training for a different area each?
Well, if we raise the right money, we can have a retreat, a one-day retreat.
That we all
to deal with this issue.
Also, Ray, my understanding of the motion is that he is putting it in the ED's hands to construct
how it would go.
But I heard a point of information from Sarv, and then I heard Lydia.
Yeah.
Hang on, Lydia. Let's hear from Sarv. Go ahead, Sarv.
Well, my point of information was that has anybody talked to the HR director? Oh, okay, that's moot point now if the motion is right now what giving it to the ED, so I'll withdraw that. That's okay.
Okay, Lydia?
Yeah, so is Ambrose's a substitute motion?
It's really...
What's going on?
No,
or, anyway,
really
I want to speak to both.
It's an amendment of... those are the two motions that were referred to us, and they were both put on the floor at the same time. What Ambrose is saying is basically an amendment to AC's motion, which specifies the responsibility for organizing it and the more precisely the time frame. So it's a substitute to is it a
both
substitute
of them.
For a Williams motion, or
it's
is it or are you considering that we do both things?
I say we let the executive director evaluate this, and he'll determine whether or not we need an outside source or whether we need just the HR director or a combination of the two to address both of these issues.
Okay, then I still want to comment. I just wanted to know what I was commenting on. Okay, so here comes another idea. I think it would be valuable for us to have, as LaVarne had proposed, to have the HR director for, like, a preliminary whatever she can pull together, right? That's free of cost. And first of all, we need to see where we are, and with all due respect to the new executive director, but there's a substantial history here of different mediators that have been tried throughout the foundation and so forth, and I don't know that he would be as knowledgeable as many of us who have gone through the different processes with various mediators, and especially on this issue in L.A. We're about to do this right before the PMB meeting. We're going to have some what are supposed to be excellent people. We've dealt with others who are excellent specifically on these issues. But I would like to see us first as a board interact with our HR person as proposed. And then if we need more, and I suspect that we will, then we have the basis for identifying the focus, which will enable us to pick the appropriate facilitators for a training. And I don't think we can do that until we have gone through a process with our HR person first to see where we are and what our needs are in that regard. Yeah. It's a very specialized training type of thing and special skills that have to go into this beyond just the general name of everybody. A lot, in other words, a lot of people call themselves experts in the field and train in this, so I think it's a huge task. I would not support the ED doing it.
Okay, that is Dave. But wait, before we go there, I just want to clarify the way we should do this. So we are now considering Ambrose's motion. Ambrose's motion was silent on the point of whether anything would be done at the PNB meeting. It can be amended to include an either or, but just so we focus what we're doing now, what we're talking about now is Ambrose's motion. Lydia's just spoken against it. Yes, Ambrose.
I will.
What she just said. What she just said.
I hear you, Mary.
Is what creates so many problems for Pacifica. This is a management problem. We've set the policy. We want it done. Now management should be able to decide what are the alternatives and how best to approach what the board has said should be our policy concern. We have got to stop acting as managers. This is a management thing, not a board thing. We already said this is what our policy will be. Now let management do it.
Mary, and did I also hear Sarv wanting to speak?
Well, I wanted to speak.
Okay, Mary, you're
next. And I'll go after you.
And okay, Lonnie. Mary, Sarv, Lonnie.
And
remember, we have a lot more to do. And Ray, we have a lot more to do, so let's try and bring this sucker in for a landing soon.
I just wanted to, since the two motions were together, I want to either make a substitute motion or whatever so that we would consider having it at the March board meeting. The cost of having another meeting, flying people from everywhere, if it's one day, that's really a lot. And I think
I would accept that.
Do you want to move to divide it so that?
Well, wait. He said he'd accept that.
I accept it.
Beautiful. Okay.
Get it done.
Okay.
So now what's been accepted is the motion is now that this would happen at the
March meeting.
At the March meeting, and the ED would be responsible for it. Is that correct, Ambrose?
That's right.
Okay. Sarf.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say, that the time element, and Mary has already spoken about that, so I didn't want this to slip away into another 6 months, and it's been taken care of with amendment. So I think I'll vote for this. Thanks.
Okay. Lonnie.
Friendly amendment that the ED present a plan by March 16th to the board around what might be planned for the March board. I would point out that the original motion called for training in gender, ethnic, class, physical ability, quite a list. And that is all of those are really discrete areas. And it may be that all of it can't be done because it's so much. So he hints the suggestion that the ED present a plan that he deems feasible. So we need to know what's feasible given the long list and whether it's doable in one meeting or not. So my motion with my amendment would be to present a plan for what will in fact be feasible at the March meeting and not assume that all of it will be done.
So can I clarify, this motion, if we approve it, would require us scheduling a teleconference for the board to consider it prior to the meeting.
Okay, well, so that would be a date certain?
Yeah, I mean, so that you're saying by that date,
yes.
Okay. All right, so...
Point of information, please, before we go. Lonnie, what you said by what 16th, that the ED would present a plan by... March 16th, February
6th. Whenever that teleconference for the board takes place, is that the 20th? What date is that?
February.
That's February 20th.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The in-person PME meeting in L.A. is March 24th.
Seems like the 20th is too soon. That is February 20th.
Yep.
And I'm suggesting that the plan be presented by the week of March 13th. That is
okay.
2 weeks before.
Okay.
Week of March 13th. Okay.
Did you split this for the time versus the ED?
No, Ambrose accepted, and actually it's up to the body really, but there was no objection to the fact that this would be at the PMB meeting. And if I could just point out...
But can we split it?
Sure, but I just want to point out that if we were to do this at the PMB meeting, it would not preclude the board from deciding to do something additional with
at another time.
Following at another time.
Yeah.
So, but go ahead. Lydia, did you want to move something?
Yes, I want to just move to split those two issues.
Can you describe the split?
The split is to have something, whatever we decide on, at the PMB meeting, which personally I favor, and then the other vote would be to leave this in the hands of the ED.
Okay. Well, what I was hearing was that there was no objection to having it at the PMB meeting.
Right.
Are you asking for something different?
No, I just didn't want it to be part of the same motion. You know, I wanted to identify the separation in terms of the vote.
Okay, well, just so we cut to the chase, is there any objection to this motion being about whatever we're talking about being a training at the PMB meeting? There's no objection to that. So now we're just dealing with the issue of how slash what.
Okay, and the choices right now are ED or ACs or Lavarne's, right? Those are the three choices.
No, it was only one choice.
The motion before us is Ambrose's motion.
Okay.
Point of clarification, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Well, is it the intent, Ambrose, of the motion that this training occur during the regular PMB meeting times, or would there be, say, for example, a convening Monday of the Friday morning?
We have always, when we've had these retreats at a board meeting,
Friday.
We have always scheduled it for Friday morning, and usually taking at least half of the day, and for this it should take the entire day, but that's the decision to be made by management how best to do this with the resources available.
Okay, thanks.
And we all also understand that we're talking about diversity training, and it's going to take more than one session. We're just scheduling this now because one of the movers wanted it to take place at this meeting. This is a very serious issue, and it's going to take more than just one session. So we're talking about diversity training that incorporates all of these things itemized in these two resolutions.
Could we hear, since the motion is asking that the executive director do it, could we hear from Greg on this?
You put too much weight on you, Greg?
No, I wanted to listen to the discussion. I think Lydia makes a good point. Obviously, it is a management issue for implementation, but I don't know what's come before, and so I would welcome, you know, involvement of people who do.
Absolutely.
Well, there's certainly no prohibition in the motion for you to consult with.
Well, of course not, but I guess I'd need a little bit more clarification from Lydia about what more than that she'd be looking for as an alternative, you know, to the motion that's been presented in my, you know, in my process, which would involve, you know, her and anyone else who could bring something to the table. So, you know, I guess I don't know enough to know from her as to what her concern is.
Lydia, do you want to speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, what I concur is that there is a process that needs to take place, and the preliminary process, in my mind, is to identify what our needs are. What the laundry list that is there is extremely broad. Yolanda, who has been working with us for some time now, has been privy to all kinds of things in relation to this and other labor issues, and so I thought that LaVarne's recommendation, especially since it, you know, initially doesn't cost anything, would be a useful tool to get us started, only as a start. Then I would like to see us go into a mode, into a kind of program like AC has proposed, which I think is absolutely crucial, to get really deep down and dirty about all of our problems. But first, we need a basic orientation and labor law issues brought into this as well. And so that's where I think our HR person would be useful. So I see this only as the first step down a more substantive road. And I would never think to exclude Greg from the process. That was never my intent. Certainly, I think he should be involved with any subcommittee that if a subcommittee is formed, to develop this.
Lydia, could you
Dave,
clarify?
This is Ray. Can I say something? I mean, I thought I was next anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'd like to respond, which is that
Greg, hang on. Ray was next. I neglected.
Well, I wouldn't mind Greg speaking, except I think I can contribute something. I'm surprised Teresa is not saying anything. I think technically Teresa is correct, because I remember very well, because I voted against the motion. The board had voted that this job be given to the HR director. I'm pretty clear about that. However, it's clear that the HR director works under the executive director, so there's nothing wrong with putting the in the motion that the HR director will work with the executive director or in court, you know, whatever we phrase it, to get this done. So we could have both in the same language, even though technically the HR director might do it. One point I'd like to do is that whether we keep one motion or two, is that the board also voted to that this training be specifically include elements, discussion of political power, notion of power in this discussion, rather than, you know, notion of psychology and whether somebody's a good guy or a bad guy. I'd like to, maybe that can be incorporated briefly in the motion so that we make sure that people are doing it, because not all training are done that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can make sure that the request, the search for people or an organization doing, be within those lines.
While we're continuing the discussion on this, could you maybe write down the specific language of that piece of it? Just brainstorm it and then propose specific language?
May I say something?
Okay, did I hear Lonnie before? Well, I definitely heard Greg, and if I didn't hear Lonnie, then Teresa.
No, that was not me.
Okay, Greg?
I'm just still not clear on what Lydia's original substitute motion was. I guess I just don't understand what is being proposed instead of what was in the original motion. You know, and I'm open to it. I just don't understand what the alternative is, actually.
Okay, my alternative was just to have Yolanda at the PMB meeting in March give the initial dialogue that we as a group can identify the issues with, and then later down the road we can have a real full day or 2-day retreat, whatever, something into B is proposing.
That's helpful. Thank you.
And either way you would be involved. It's not a marginalizing of you, but
gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, Teresa.
Well, I don't quite follow the logic that because our HR director doesn't do this kind of training exclusively, that she will not do a good job. I don't think it's absolutely necessary to hire an outside firm to do this. And that's my feeling on that. And I also feel that from training that I've taken in what we call welcoming congregation through my church, which has to do with sexual minorities, the key point that I've come up with is if there's oppression toward one group, and if you take training to resist any kind of oppression of any minority, then everyone benefits. And that's why I thought it was good that that LaVarne Williams' motion covered all kinds of oppression against underrepresented groups or minorities, if you call them that. So I think that I don't think it has to be weeks or months or whatever. If we can find a person, hopefully our HR director, that can deal with what LaVarne requested in her motion.
I'd like to speak to this. I think Lonnie's point is the best, which is we need a concrete proposal before us. And I don't see any contradiction to having a group do training and also have our HR director weigh in the areas where she has expertise. So I'd personally like to ask the ED to speak to whomever needs to, you know, Lydia or others, about what the different alternatives are, and present to the board a concrete proposal. But I'd like it done earlier than Lonnie suggested, in the event that, you know, people have additional suggestions. So I was hoping to do it earlier in March than the 13th. I would like to pull it back to the first week in March to have the decision. But I think, I agree with Ambrose. You should just have somebody plan it. They're the point person. They're responsible. They're also responsible for contacting everybody else and achieving the optimal synthesis.
I would like to speak to that when the time comes.
Point of information.
Are you done?
Well, before you're done, Dave, you say earlier in March. Are you proposing a date, or are you just leaving that up in the air?
The first week.
Yeah, I would like to amend Lonnie's suggestion that the proposal be presented in the first week of March.
Would you give a date to that? I mean,
we'll schedule a PMB meeting in the first week of March would be the motion.
First week of March, right?
Teleconference in the first week of March.
Okay.
Can I speak to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You're obviously, you know, free to make any decision, but you have to keep in mind that I will not even be in the Berkeley office until the 23rd or the 24th of February. So what, in point of fact, you're saying is that you want an extremely important task to be completed in 1 week.
I didn't think so, because I think you can do a lot of those conversations by phone.
Maybe, but I can't really assess what
Yolanda can do
very easily by long distance. I don't think so. I may be able to, but I can't guarantee that at this point, because I have not been able to even have a discussion. I have talked with her about coming to the meeting in March, and she's already agreed to it, but I didn't give her any sense of what the task would be.
May I ask, Mr. Chair, what is the rush? Why not give him a little bit more time, as long as we know that we're going to need to come to, is it Los Angeles, a day early? Can't we give the ED more time to...
Fine. I'll yield. Don't want to spend time on it. We have 5 minutes left
Thank
to
you.
Dispense with this item, so I'd like to start processing motions if there's no objection. So, Ambrose, can you restate the motion in its current form as you understand it?
Mary, do you have it in its current form?
Well, I think, let's see if I have it. Okay, what I have is that we leave this in the hands of the ED, that the meeting will happen at the March PNB meeting, and it would be arranged for by the ED, essentially.
And there was an amendment that the proposal, the concrete proposal, would be brought to the board for approval.
By the week of the 13th. Well, that wasn't Ambrose, that was Lonnie's.
Yeah, why don't we just say at the earliest possible date.
At the earliest possible date.
Yeah, because Lauren's motion said that this would be done at the direction of the ED, requesting that the HR director conduct the training.
That's right, she did. Her motion did say.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just combining the two. So we'll leave it in the hands of the ED.
Okay.
And if we need a preliminary plan or advanced the notification as soon as possible.
Okay, can we go to a vote? Can you call the roll, Mary?
Okay. Let's see.
Mary.
Okay, wait a second. I'm sorry. I've got two pieces. I don't want two pieces of paper. Okay. David Adelson.
I'll abstain.
You say no?
I'm abstaining.
Abstain. Okay, sorry. Teresa Allen.
I will pass for now.
Okay. I'm going to pass because I'm busy doing this.
Okay. HD Digital.
They
even have a classic.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Yes.
1067 light.
Sarv. Sarv? Hello? Hello? Oh, hello?
He's on a cell phone.
He's on the cell phone driving.
Oh, I mean, this call was cutting in and out, and I was hearing something, and then I wasn't. Okay, so Sarv, he's not on there right now. Okay, Deb?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Ray?
Hi, Mary? Sorry.
Sarv, okay. Back. Yes or no, or abstain, or pass, or...
What is that? What's the motion?
Did you hear
Ambrose?
The
late... Ambrose motion?
Yeah, this is essentially Ambrose's motion. And the date would be as soon as possible, and it would be, it's combining his motion with LaVarne's, so.
And the training will be held at the March meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll vote for that.
Okay. And let's see. Wait, Deb, I have here. Okay. Deb, you said yes, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Ray? I don't know where he went. Okay. Lonnie?
Yes.
Okay, and Greg?
Abstain. And for the record, I don't intend to be voting. I appreciate the invitation,
okay.
But I consider myself ex officio and not voting.
Oh, okay. So, Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, and I vote yes. So let's see. I have nobody voting no.
You didn't ask for mine.
I'm sorry?
Lydia.
Oh, Lydia. I'm sorry, Lydia.
Abstain.
You're abstaining. Okay. Now, is anybody else I didn't call?
Ray.
I did call you. Oh, you weren't there. That's right. You're here now. So how do you vote?
That was Sarv. That was not Ray.
Oh, Ray, are you here? Going, gone. Okay.
I can vote for him.
I know. I know, Sarv. I really appreciate that. That's so good of you. Okay, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 6 yes. I have 0 no's and 3 abstentions.
Great, and we're actually on time in our schedule.
And we actually are.
So the next thing is other Friday sessions, and the as Ambrose mentioned, you know, we usually do sessions on Friday. We the one thing we didn't talk about was time. As was mentioned at the PMB meeting, I and Rob Robinson have contacted Dr. Lawrence Lessig, who's a leading intellectual property rights attorney, who's offered to help develop a license customized to our needs as an institution to basically allow distribution of our content widely while protecting our interest if other people are making money off of it, and these things built into the license. So anyhow, he is going to be in New York, then traveling to Tokyo. He had hoped that we could have had the meeting the following week so he could have come and give a presentation, but he's agreed to give a presentation between 3:30 and 5 via telephone conference if we were amenable to that. And so I'd like to ask that we consider having him present on the phone to present some ideas to the board and have a discussion and hear from the board what the different desires are to start the process of working on this issue.
Is that Friday?
That would be a Friday, so it would be, we'll be in L.A., so it would basically be from 12:30 to 2, an hour and a half session. He'd be patched in by phone. We might have a PowerPoint presentation running at the same time. I'd like to propose that.
I'd like to get feedback.
Will he have anything in writing to us before then?
Yeah, I'll talk to him about it. What we've asked is that he meet with the programming committee ahead of time, since the licensing of programming was part of the programming policy, that we talk to them, and I'll ask him to please send us some stuff in writing ahead of time.
Point of information?
Hang on. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Will he be able to provide us any sort of idea what revenue might be from if we were to go forward?
Revenue?
Yeah, licensing income.
He'd be able to give us some sense of, you know, how it might interact with, you know, other things we were doing, but I don't think he could give us how much it could raise. There is one of the things he has said is that he believes he could go and solicit funds from a number of people he knows. He's on the board of the Electronic Frontier Foundation and is an author for Wired magazine. And the way the conversation went, we were talking about how if we do this right, it could really set a model. I mean, be a great model. And I pointed out that we would probably need significant amounts of money to both to develop our archive, to save our archive, and also to develop interfaces, technologies, and the rest. And he said he thought that it would be something he could help with raising funds for. But in the first instance, I think there needs to be a back and forth about what the possibilities are, and he needs to hear from the board what the board's various concerns are. But in terms of whether he could say, well, you're going to be able to raise this amount of money with this, I don't know. I don't think he'll give us a number. There was somebody else.
I'm on the stack. This is Greg.
Greg, who else?
Sarv.
Greg Sarv, anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Greg.
This is without prejudice to the proposal you're making itself, but I'd like to comment at this point on the fact that this is not the way to build an agenda for a PNB meeting, because what you're doing is you're proceeding in a piecemeal fashion, one piece at a time, without consideration of the overall nature of the meeting. And what I'd like to present to you is the idea that the PNB sessions are not just board meetings. They are in fact the only community-wide meetings that this institution holds. They should be treated as such. And you should consider at this point, early in the planning process, possibly changing many aspects of how PNB meetings are conducted. There, and I'll give you a few examples here. And again, not with prejudice towards the specific motion under consideration, that your session should open with an exciting presentation, something that's attractive, that draws people in, that raises people's spirits. That the action items that you consider should not be left until the last few hours of a session, so people are rushing to planes, and should be put near the much closer to the front of your agenda. That you should consider reducing the time that's spent on the delivery of reports, which basically are quite enervating and really don't engage people. That you should consider the possibility that rather than have five detailed GM reports with very short times for discussion, that there be perhaps a focus on one or two areas, perhaps the area that you're in and one other, with substantive discussion and allow other people to file written reports. That also that the reports as a structure that you have now implies a hierarchy which puts certain aspects of the organization traditionally above others and leaves things like the affiliates program and technology concerns and the archives always at the bottom of the agenda, and they feel thus that they're at the bottom of the pecking order. And so you should consciously consider changing that to change how people feel within the organization. And at the end of this meeting should not be for action items, but should be something uplifting that makes us feel that we are a community. So what I'm suggesting to you is that building an agenda in the way you are beginning to go about it in a piecemeal fashion is going to lead to a fragmented process which will not lead to a dynamic meeting. And so you should consider that as you're considering this motion and the subsequent discussion.
I'll recognize you in just a second, Sarv. The next agenda item is all of what you've just described. The reason for presenting this first is because Dr. Lessig's time is so limited that weekend that item would need to go in that position.
My critique stands regardless.
Also, because some people don't make Friday, we typically have sessions and retreat. But I have no objection to flipping the order of the agenda.